okay? Nod your head if you're with me, because I know I'll get phone calls during the week saying pastor's preaching heresy and believes that the Antichrist is going to come out of New York.
Metroid was a bitch, straight up.
Knobs, can you borrow your phone? I need to talk to Losaka, son. I got a plot to assassinate Pat Robertson. Because there's only so much truth that you can listen to. A real G holding a pair of scissors, which symbolizes the insignia. Give me your guinea pig in today's results. I create the scapegoat, draped in cloaks, and place my vote for the ancient cult. When Satan's poking blatant boasts, we raise the toast. Now drink up from pimp cups for the Bible class. I'm no casket synced up. Ring up your registers and count your cash drawers. We doing record numbers like it's God's last tour. But the contract's forged, so I skip the payment process. Stuff my bulletproof wallet back in my nickel-plated pocket. And it had a ripple effect on your trickle-down economy. Now I'm caking off of the real estate from the first Martian colony. Ronald B. Mac and Donald putting earthworms in your horse meat with an anti-disestablishmentarianistically endorsed speech. As they pry the aborted fetus from the stork's beak and gently rest the glistening newborn corpse at your feet and force feed you free radicals as homing signals, with your very own blinking blip on the grid they can always get to. And so they get you, but only if you oppose the issues of the Oval Age. So vote as Azel, the baby Gabriel won't invade you, and xenophobes won't enslave you and make you believe there's no such shit as the hopes you pray to. There's a fire in the sky, so stick a needle in your eye and further perpetuate the lie while the disease is eating you alive. Why? Because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. See, I have proof.
Allah saves my parable.
Not imperial or clerical, yet and still you insist on questioning faith.
What about the bowl of germs?
I heard that. Don't you know what God says?
Don't you know what God says?
That there's no room in heaven for filth like Fidel Castro or Hugo Chavez. So how many necks will your symbol of freedom's talent squeeze? He's either using uppity little Uncle Tom like Alan Keyes, or you drown at sea. Maybe they'll cut you down from trees for fucking a master's daughter. See, I'm just deconstructing a master's order. A mannequin on a mission murdering good children. Cause what they doesn't know, the shit probably could kill them. So father your honor students while the stealth bombers hover. They should've put L. Ron Hubbard on the Deltron cover. Cause science is your god and Jesus is a has-been. Elijah Muhammad was a deadbeat polygamous fiending for a lap dance. To advance to some next level, you've actually convinced yourself that it's anything other than cancer cell versus splinter cell. As if Earth is in for sale, bitch, pay the ransom and hand over your leaders before we chemically implant the Manchurian sleeper. And then I'll take the Indy 500 to your 700 club and a rented cummerbund and proudly present my newly invented wonder drug.
Notice, there will be terrible times in the last days. We are in the period the Bible calls the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them.
Oh, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009,
and I have fears that I cannot let go.